Okay, so now we're moving on within this shita, this sort of revolutionary, groundbreaking shita of Rabbi Yochanan that Afilu Me'at Tosim Ba. So thus far, we've basically grappled with the fact that Kiddush Sheni are able to be Tosim. We've analyzed and attempted to understand the fact that whatever it is normally Ma'akev Tfisas Kiddushin, Be'ezhus Ish, does not apply to the Sheni who's coming to Mekadesh here. There's no impediment to his Kiddushin being Tosim. But what I want to analyze now is, given that there is no impediment to Kiddush Sheni, what happens once Kiddush Sheni are Tosim? Because Rabbi Yochanan's opinion is that both Kiddushin are now Chal upon her. She is now Mekudeshes Shneihem. She's married to both of them. But that isn't the only possible consequence of having Sheni's Kiddushin be Tosim. One could have imagined an alternative, that the Sheni's Kiddushin would come, be Tofes upon the Isha, and then undermine the Kiddush Rishon. It would be Mafkia the Kiddush Rishon. In other words, the alternative was to say that once Kiddush Sheni are Tosim, so then that's Mafkia Kiddush Rishon. The Ravan was sensitive to this. The Ravan sort of felt the need to note, don't think that when I say that Kiddush Sheni Tosim, it's Mafkia the Rishon, Rishon's Kiddushin, no, not true. The Kesav Rabbi Yochanan, Shir Havi Cholechem, Meshar Lavachar, Shitzutsu Kiddushah, Vachi Kamar, this is the Ravan, Shail's Chuvas in the first Makar, Simin Tzamechei, Hochem, Reaction of Eschil Kiddushim, Lo Yigamru, Ala Asher Shoshim Yom, Vashir, O Sam Lachol, Habal, Lekacha, Ben Shit, Yitvitsu Kiddushah. Veloshi Afkiyu Kiddushin the day, El Di Lavi Terabayu Kiddushin. But don't think that it means to be Mafkiyah, the original Kiddushin. No, it means to have both Kiddushin. So here we might wonder, is it so obvious that that's what we should be saying? Is it so obvious that we should say, in this case, that the Sheni's Kiddushin is Tosim, that both of them are now Tosim? Is there any reason to have thought that maybe we should say otherwise? We should say that, in fact, if Kiddush Sheni are Tosim, then Kiddush Rishon have to be Mufkaim, that it'll be Mafkiyah the Kiddush Rishon? If there is such a reason, so what is it? And how does Rabbi Yochanan respond to that? Why does he come to the conclusion that he does? So, Lefum Riata, it would seem that there is indeed a very good reason to think that the Kiddush Sheni, if they're going to be Tosim, if there's no impediment to his Kiddushin being Tosim in this case, so let it be Tofes, but it should be Mafkia, the Kiddush HaRishon. And that's because there seems to be good reason to think that Ishus has to be exclusive, that Ishus Reuven is simply incompatible with Ishus HaShimon. The legal state of her being Mekudeshes, Ishus Reuven, is not something which can obtain at the same time as her having the state of being Ishus Shimon. And if that's true, then we would assume that once Kiddush Shimon are Tofsim, so then Akorchenu, she's no longer Ashes Reuven. Right? Meaning, if it's true that these are two mutually incompatible states, and we say that there's no impediment to Fisa's Kiddush Sheni here, so we should say it's fine, so Kiddush Sheni can be Tofsim, but once it's Tofsim, so then there's no Kiddush Rishon. And I think there are two potential reasons to think that Ashes Shimon is indeed incompatible with Ashes Reuven, corresponding really to the two bases for the din of Ein Kiddushin Tofsin Be'eshes Ish. The first, of course, being the Bnei Yeshua's idea that Ein Kiddushin Tofsin sort of naturally because she's a Fratusa, and the second being that Ein Kiddushin Tofsin because of Erva. First, corresponding to the Bnei Yeshua's view, again, the Bnei Yeshua held that you can't have Kiddushin be Tofsin upon an Isha who's already Tusa. So it seems compelling to understand that what this means is that the state of being Bershus, one husband, is naturally incompatible with being Bershus, another.
That's what he calls Ein Layad, you mean?
So I'll get to that formulation. But if we were to put it in terms of, before I get to that formulation, if we were to put it in terms of the Yushami, right, the Yushami is consistently speaking of the issue here being a problem of Havaya, right? Yushami and Yivamos that we spoke about at the time, that's the makor for them of the din, the English Tosim Beishas Ish, is V'yatzim Beisav Ha'ach V'haysal Yish Acher, K'shetetzim Yibesav Yehelo Havaya Eitzal Acher. But if you have Havaya Eitzal Echad, you're in that state, so then you can't have a Vaya Eitzel Acher. But yeah, I don't think I mentioned it at the time, but the Yushami in Gittin, this is actually the Yushami's discussing what's the basis for the Rabbanan, the Rabbi Elazar, that they think Gerushi Chutz is no good. What's the basis for that Shita? So the Yushami says it differently than the Bavli. The Yushami says, My Tami, the Rabbanan, the Vyatsis, in base of Achav, I said Yishacher, Hiki Shitziya Levayasa, Ma Havayasa, in Lahavaya Eitzel Acher. So it's a davar pashut for the Yushami. You can't have a state of Havaya with one person and then in addition another. There's no such thing. She has Havaya Eitzel. One person, that means that there's no Havaya with somebody else. And since that's the case, so Hekesh Havaya Li Yitzia. So the idea seems to be clear in Yushami, right? The Yushami sort of formulation of this basic idea is the state of Havaya with one person is something which is exclusive. It can't be that you're Havaya one and then also somehow have avoided another. And if that's true, again, if Sheni's Kiddushin can be Tovsim, so what we should say then is, fine, so then she's with the Sheni. She's Haisa Itzel HaSheni. But then she can't also be Birshus Harisha. So what does Rabbi Yochanan say about this? So, here I think there are three possibilities, and I'll mention two of them now. The first one is to say that perhaps he rejects the premise. He thinks that, in fact, Havayas are compatible. You can have Havaya Itzel Echad and also Havaya Itzel another. And this could be for one of two reasons. Either he rejects the whole idea of the Pnei Yeshua, the whole idea of the Yushami. That when we say, Ein Kiddush Tovsim B'Yeshus Ish, so there's anything other than Erva that stands in her way. No, there's actually nothing other than Erva. There's no problem with her being Bar Tefusa. There's nothing to do with anything. The only reason you can't have Kiddushin Tovsim B'Yeshus Ish is for the same reason that you can't have Kiddushin Tovsim B'Imo or B'Achoso, because it's an Erva. But Mitzad, her being sort of blocked out, that's not true. She's available. Right? Maybe that's what we'll say. Maybe that's what Rio believes.
It'll still be the Esrei Erva,
though? Still be the... What do you mean?
For the Pnei Yeshua.
Yeah.
For Rabbi Yochanan, it's not that we're dealing with the issue of Erva, that she's still available.
Well, we're setting aside Erva for now. We'll get to Erva in a minute. Yeah.
So
I'm just going through the idea that I could have thought that the reasoning that Ben Yeshua gives, puts forth for Ein Kiddush Tovsim B'Yeshus Ish, the idea that she's a Kratvusa, that would seem to naturally lend itself to the idea that the state of Havaya is incompatible. So what I'm saying now is, maybe the Havaya is compatible, and either we'll reject the Pnei Yeshua, or perhaps, no, we can accept the Pnei Yeshua, that's true. Ein Kiddush Tovsim B'Yeshus Ish, in addition at least, besides the Erva, because she's Kratvusa. But this is a din not in the Totsa or the state, but in the Maisa Kiddushin. You know, the reason that you don't have it is not because the state that this Kiddushin is supposed to be generating. It's impossible to have once she's already in that state with somebody else. The issue is simply that Lemaisa, in terms of the Maisa Kiddushin, she has no capability of executing it at that point when she's Bershus somebody else. The formulation of the Pnei Yeshua is actually, this is what Rehavin, I think, maybe was saying. I think the formulation is actually quite consistent with that idea. I don't know if really he was saying this, but the formulation is actually pretty good for it. He says, she has no yad lekabel kiddushin me'acher. So it sounds like it's a problem in the maisa here. She's not empowered to accept kiddushin. And I think a very helpful thing to think about here is the analogy to mamonos. Right, to a person who's selling something, he's attempting to sell something that he's already sold to somebody else. The problem there with selling something after you've sold it has nothing to do with the chalos, with the state of bailus, let's say. You know, you can't create bailus for this person if already you have somebody else who owns it. We have something in Mammon, it's called shutvus. You can have two people own the same thing. That's not a problem. The problem is that you've sold it, it's no longer b'shuscha to sell it again. There's nothing wrong with the state, it's just that you're not in a position to get to that state. There's a maisa problem there. We might say, we accept the Pnei Yeshua. Maybe you can explain the Yerushalmi this way. That ein lo yad l'skadish l'acher, which is already b'shus somebody else, so she has no yad l'kabel kiddushin from an additional person. That's a problem in the maisa kiddushin. There's actually no problem, however, in and of itself, of having two havayas, two ishuses to multiple people. That's not an issue. She can be b'shus two people. And therefore, if we have a case like here, where the rishon is b'kadisher when she was still a pnuya, and the Sheni's Kiddushin is Tovsim for the reason that we discussed, because, let's say, it's Chutz, he's been excluded, or it's not yet fully Chal, whatever it is, the point is that we have no problem yet. It's fine, you can have multiple Havayas to two different people. Right? That's one response that Rabbi Yochanan might have. Or he might tell you, you know what, I accept the premise. I do believe that two full, normal quality Ishuses are really a Tarte Desasri. To the extent that she's Bershus one, she can't be Bershus another. But what that results in is that, in fact, she isn't fully Bershus either then. In other words, had it been that we would say it's either you're fully Bershus somebody or you're not at all, then yeah, we would have had to say one of them is Mafkia the other here. But we don't say that. We say there's gradations. And what we have is an Ishus which isn't full. So that enables her to be sort of Eitzel two people because she really isn't fully Eitzel either of them. Al Korchenu, each of these is less than a full Havaya. In which case, we might expect, and we should see, Nafkaminas. So, for instance, you could raise a question about Hafara. In the event that two people marry her. What's the situation with regard to Hafar Sandar? Right, the Baal, in general, is empowered to be made for Nidre Ishto, simply waive it. What do we say about this case? So this actually raises a suffix in Yushami. Yushami, in Nidarm, the Mishnah Nidarm cites Rabbi Elazar as being of the opinion that in the case of, you have a Shomeres Yavam, who is Zekuka to two Yavamim, or two Achim, so Rabbi Elazar is of the opinion that both of them can be made for, either of them can be made for. Shomeres Yavam, Bein Yavam Echa, Bein Lishnei Yivmin, Rabbi Elazar Amer Yefer, Rishu Amer Le'echad Aval Lishnayim, Rikiv Amer Lo Le'echad Aval Lishnayim. So the Gemara says, L'das Rabbi Eliezer, V'hada Amar Rabbi Abba, V'shem Rabbi Yochanan, Filu Kudish Emeh Tosimba, Mi Mefer La, L'fi Rabbi Elazar, who holds that there's no problem in and of itself, in the case of Shomer Yavam at least, with having multiple people be Mefer. What about in this case of Kudish Emeh Tosimba? What do we say? So one could very well understand that the ability to be made for Nidarm is a function of her being within his sort of Ishus jurisdiction, her being Bershuso. So the question Yishami is asking is, does the fact that there are multiple people, does that by definition require that we consider this to be less Bershuso? It's not, you couldn't have the two of them coexist if there were full Havayas Eitzel each of them. And Mela, neither of them can be made for, because neither of them has her Bershuso to the extent that you would have to have, you would be able to do Hafar Zadar. Another question you might ask is Achilas Truma. A Bas Yisrael was married to a Kohen, obviously is Ochelos Betruma, either because Kinyan Kaspo in the Bavli, or because Kol Tohor Bevesra Yachlena in the Yushami. So the Mishnah, when it says at the end here that Bas Yisrael a Kohen, or Bas Kohen Yisrael, lo tochel Betruma. So most assume what this means is that if either of them is a Yisrael, so then she can eat Truma, but if both of them are Kohanim, then she could. But the Pnei Yeshua isn't sure about that. We'll get the end here. Actually, I should add, Yishami says, Bas Kohen Yisrael lo tochel b'truma, l'chein tzuricha shafilo asheni kohen. All the Meforshim here, they interpret that to mean that we needed this to tell us that if one of them is Yisrael, then it passels her from having truma. I could have thought that that shouldn't be megareya, her being Eitzel the Kohen, but we say, no, the Yisrael in a sense passels her. But if you're both Kohanim, that for sure. Nobody even considers that possibility. But Bnei Yeshua did. Bnei Yeshua thought, maybe even if they're both Kohanim, we shouldn't say this. Why? Because Mikol Makom, Efshar Lomar, Delekush Demilsa, Afilu Shneim, Kohanim, Nami Eino Ocheles. Delo Mikre Kinen Kaspo, L'shum Echad Mehem. Di Beinen Kaspo Miuchad Lo. So he says that maybe what we'll say is that this Mishnah, this line in the Mishnah, Bas Yisrael Kohen, we'll talk about Truma, that's even if both of them are Kohanim. Even if the Rishon and the Sheni are Kohanim. What do you mean? I mean, Mimanovshach, either she's good on all sides. I mean, what's the problem? So the answer is because she actually isn't good on all sides. She's not really quite Bershus, either of them. And therefore, it wouldn't constitute a heter, it wouldn't constitute a kiyum of the Kinyan Kaspo to allow her to eat Truma. Now, I should say that last point about the Achilas Truma, it could be that this is a reflection of a reduced quality Ishus, but it doesn't have to be, because if you notice, he actually quotes, I didn't get a chance to look it up beforehand, but he actually quotes the fact that we say with regard to Kaspa, I brought my, you of Metzia. I thought about my mini shas of Metzia. Of Metzia.
Where?
It's in Achovel.
Achovel of Metzia?
Bavkam, I'm sorry, Bavkam. Yeah, Bavkam. I would say around Sadi, on the Aleph. Yeah.
What am I looking for?
Kaspa Miuchala. Which is we don't actually have to see. I was going to look inside quickly, but
quote it back to lines. I guess probably before that also like quotes Miuchad. Rabbi Elazar Shita Shneim in Bedin.
Right. So, it's possible that there's a separate halacha here of when he says kinin kaspo that it needs to be miyuchad. It's not just that it, you know, even if it were full yishus, it's got to be miyuchad. It's got to be exclusive. It could be a din that doesn't really reflect on a less than full yishus. It could be just a din that you need for truma purposes to be miyuchad. Okay, but either way, the general direction, I think, suggests this sort of idea that each of their ishus is not really a full ishus. It's a lower quality, lower extent ishus. And we might say that that's actually something which is necessary, or you might say it's of necessity when you have two overlapping ishus, because full ishus are actually indeed incompatible. One point I just wanted to make, which is interesting, that if you say that they're each partial, so then that opens up the possibility, you might say maybe each individually is only partial, but perhaps collectively they are considered to have a full-blown ishus. So for instance, you might say, well, maybe, yeah, each of them, none of them can by themselves be Mayfair, but perhaps all of them together could. So this is the possibility that the Michas Chinuch raises in Tavav, so I'm not sure why he thought it was a Dabar Pashut. I think he didn't see the Yerushalmi. I don't know why he's a Dabar Pashut. He thought that for sure there is a Farah. And the question is, in what way? But he was of the assumption that they can all, if they all together are made for that, that will work. Even more radical is the tshuva of the Rashba, the Shoel, that we actually saw originally. He seemed to think that, although it's not entirely clear, that each of them would not be able to give a get, but all of them collectively could give a get, a single get. So this is the Rashba thought that wasn't right. He says at the end here, if you look, that's a radical possibility that I think would highlight this idea that each of them does not have full yishus with her. However, they actually do have collectively full yishus with her, and that Shoel thought maybe an afkamina would be that maybe they can all divorce her together with one get, and that's the only way they can divorce. Okay. In any event, this is another possibility in terms of what Rabbi Yochanan might respond to this point. Okay. However, we come to a more serious issue here when we consider the other impediment to Tfisas Kedushin Be'eshus Ish, which is Erva. Here, the problem is as follows. There is a Machlokes Rishonim in the Gemara in Yevamos Amem Tesmad Aleph, which I have here. I think I have it right. So the Mishnah, of course, said three deos. What produces a mamzer? What Yisuri Bia do we have a din of lad mamzer? So we have Rabbi Kiva, who's quite expansive and liberal about this. Kosher Basa Shulot Belo Yavo, either all Chayvi Lavin or maybe Lavin Dishair specifically. But that's his Shita. Then you have Shimon Timani. This is Lahalacha, Kosher Chayim Olav Kari, Sidishmayim, and then you have Rabbi Yeshua, all Chayim Misa Bezin. So the Gemara says, in the name of Abaye, that everybody agrees, however, Hakom Modim Mival Anida Val Sota Shein of Lad Mamzer. Everybody agrees that in these two cases, there's no Din of Lad Mamzer. Nida would maybe be a Chiddush for everybody, but Sota is only going to be a Chiddush for Rabbi Kiva, because it's one of the Chayim Lavin. Nida the Tavsi Bakidushin, Shenemar Vatin Dasa Alav, Afilu Bishas Nidasa Tavsi Bakidushin. Right, that Nida doesn't produce Mamzer, even though it's one of the, it generally belongs to the Chayve Krisus, because, and Chayve Mis Bezin for that matter, because there is Tfisa Kedushin. How do you know there's Tfisa Kedushin? Nida, because it says, Vehitin Indasa Love, that she has Havaya. Sota Nami Dhat Tafsiba Kedushin. So an Isha Shizinsa, it's a Sota, right? Also, Tafsiba Kedushin. What does that mean, Tafsiba Kedushin? What does it mean that Sota is Tavsi Bakidushin, and how do we know? So the Pashas is that what it means Tavsi Bakidushin is that we're talking about a case where he divorces her, as he's supposed to, in the case where she's Insa, right? And then he comes to remarry her. So that's an Isser. That's an Isser of Loichab Lashuv Lakata, right? Right, Achareishu Asher Hutama, which is an Isser part of Master Grushasa, but it's also Isha Sota, right? So as far as Sota's concerned, it would seem, what we're saying is that even Rabbi Kiva, there's Tfisas Kiddushin Besota. Once you divorce her, you can then have Kiddushin with her. That's the simple reading of it. Almost everybody agrees with that. How do we know that that's true, though? How do we know that there is Tfisas Kiddushin? Where do we see that? So Rashi says, how do we know? Because the Afla Afra Shizinza Lo Paka Bina Kiddushin Arishonim. Because if it weren't true that you could have Kiddushin Bitovsin in the case where you divorce her, right, then even if you don't divorce her, we should say paku akidushin. Kedushin should just dissipate. What emerges from Rashi would seem, this is how nearly everybody understands it. All the Rishonim pretty much. Rav Kaveger, did I end up putting it on? No, I ended up erasing it. Rav Kaveger has a different view, but he acknowledges that it's not how the Rishonim, at least in Yavamos, are understanding Rashi, and many agree with him. What Rashi seems to be assuming is, for whomever you would say, ain kedushin topsin ba, then even if there's already been Kiddushin Chalin, right, and that would happen if she wasn't yet such an Isha, there wasn't such a din of Erva yet, let's say, but if she becomes an Erva, then it would be Mafkia the Kiddushin. Right? You follow? Given that's the case, in other words, given that wherever you would say the din of Ein Kiddushin Tovus and Isha, you should also say that even if she somehow managed to become an Isha, it would be Hufka, it would be Paku. Given that that's true, the fact that the Torah doesn't say, the fact that the Torah clearly indicates it isn't the case that a Isha Habizana is automatically Kiddushah Mufgaim, that proves to you that Kiddushah Kiddushin Ba, Milchachila, even if she's been divorced, you can then have Kiddushah Kiddushin Ba. Follow? This is how everybody understands Rashi.
You're saying for everybody else who would hold that in Kiddushin Tovsin.
Who's everybody else? Everybody but who?
Anyone, just like not him, meaning.
Who's him?
Rashi.
No, Rashi. This is probably the majority sheet in Rishona.
Yeah. Oh, I mean Rashi sheet.
This sheet of Rashi, yeah.
Fine, so not everyone else, but anybody who would hold.
Tosos, we'll see Tosos, yeah.
In Kiddushin Tovsin, they would be holding that it would be Pakar when she was in, meaning whenever that point was, it would automatically dissipate?
No. The question is if you say about, let's say, a certain woman, that Ein Kiddushin Tovsin Ba, if you say about a certain woman who has a certain feature, that Ein Kiddushin Tovsin Ba, well, let's say you married her when she didn't have that feature, so that there was no problem with the Kiddushin. And then that feature which makes her a woman, Ein Kiddushin Tovsin Ba, emerges after already there's been Ishus. After already you had a good Kiddushin. Would it be Mafkia the Kiddushin?
Right, the pre-existing Kiddushin.
The pre-existing Kiddushin.
So for Rashi's
assumption is yes. Therefore, right. Once you know that, you have a proof from the fact that the Torah requires you to divorce the Isha HaMizana. Isn't just Paka Kiddushin. So you see, says Rashi, this is how you know, the Hatasiba Kiddushin, this is how you know that the husband's Kiddushin will be Tosimba even after he divorces her. So Tosas don't like this. Tosas say, Pirish Bekuntris, the Afla Acher Shizinza, Lo Paka Mina Kiddushah HaRishonim. The Kashalari, the Nida Nami Lo Paki Kiddushah, Vafilu Hachi Yitzrech Krala, so you did Tosiba Kiddushin. If this principle were true, so why do you need to tell us that Nida Tafsi Bakidushin, and after all it says Vatihi Nidasa love, Afil Bishas Nidasa Tafsi Bakidushin, that you can be Mikadish and Nida? Why should you need a pasuk for that? We know it isn't true that every time a woman becomes a Nida, the Kiddushin is Paka. It would be an easy way out of Aguna situations. So we know that it's not true, right? So why don't we just say that's the Raya? You don't need a separate drasha to tell you that you can have Kiddushin Bitovsin Benida. It's clear that the Tosas understood this was the idea of Rashi. I say that as opposed to Rav Kivager, who thought the Tosas in Kiddushin Samaches actually understood Rashi differently. We don't have to get into it. It's clear most of the Shonim understood it this way, that this is indeed the principle that emerges from Rashi, and therefore they challenge it. So what does it mean instead? So the Rishon suggests, no, it doesn't mean, that's not what the Gemara means. What it means is, Vamari de Garas v'chem b'ros farm, so the nami haksivba havaya, v'taf siba kiddushin. Perish agirsha v'machzira v'havya aya d'chsivba hainu kra liyos la l'isha. L'yuchal liyos la l'isha, l'rabas sotota, okay. So we have a drasha that in fact, in Isha Sota, that the husband's megarish, he has an isser, but even the Rabbi Kiva, who would generally say that, in Kiddushin Tovsin, for him, Lavin are basically the equivalent of Erva. So we should say in this case that Ein Kiddushin tells us about it's not the case because we have a pasuk. That's how we know. But in the meantime, Rashi has the view that if Kiddushin are Ein on Tosim, so then it should be Mufka, even if it already exists. So what do you do about Nida? So the Ramban has an answer for Nida. Right? This is the Ramban in Bamas Metesim Beis. Pirsh Rashi lo paki Kiddushay kamai v'ika dekashale detafsi ba im girsha minalan. Right, so I understand, Rashi, that a sota's Kiddushin are not Mufkaim. But how do we know that if you divorce her, that the Kiddushin will be tells about? So the Ramban points out, Rashi seems to be assuming this principle. The Chitema Kevin Delo Paki Kamai Basrai Nami Tafsiba, that if it were true that Kiddushin and Tosimba, then the Kamai, the one even Kiddushin that already existed, would simply dissolve. And came beneath the Nami Nemahachi. So this is the Kasha of the Tosos. Obviously, the Ramban answers, Blav Kushi, Deshani Nida, Deshino Yachos Lebriyasu. Need is different. It's a shinar chos lebriyaso. V'imata omer kiddushin pokinim men eloi nata basla ramavinu yoshevus of nebahala. Okay, so two different reasons. All right, but the point is that that need is different. Need is a shinar chos lebriyaso. So I could have said that even if once you have ishus with a nida, then it won't be paka because it's shinu echos labriyasa, but that doesn't mean, it doesn't tell you in that case specifically, that kiddushin tov simba, but that isn't something which would be true for all other cases. Now, as far as this machlokas itself is concerned, it seems to make sense to understand as follows, that Rashi is understanding that when we say in kiddushin tov simba erva, the exclusion here is not simply from the maisa kiddushin, it's an exclusion from the issues of kiddushin, the tatzah, the chalos, the status of issues of kiddushin, right? Being an eshes, somebody to whom you're an erva, there is no such thing as that. There is no such thing as havaya be'erva. It simply doesn't exist. Memela, in the event that it comes about, it's simply paka. Right? That's clearly Rashi's understanding of this. That the problem of an kiddushin tosim be'erva is that the state, the status of an eshes ruvein, where the Isha is an erva to Ruvain, is simply an impossibility. There's no legal concept of an Isha's erva. So therefore, once she becomes an erva, Mimela, Kapaki. What about Tosfos? So Tosfos, I think, can say one of two things. Right? The Tosfos who held that that isn't true, that even if you say, in Kiddushin Tosim Ben Isha, that doesn't mean that if you have successful Kiddushin with that Isha because she didn't have that status, then it would be Paka once she gains the status of an Isha to whom in Kiddushin Tosim Ben Chachila. So you could say one of two things. The more radical thing to say is that perhaps they understood that the din of Ein Kiddushin Tofsin Be'erva, the exclusion from Kiddushin, is purely confined to the Maisa Kiddushin, and not beyond that. An Isha, to whom you're an Erva, so the Maisa Kiddushin is no good, but nothing beyond that. There's no exclusion of Isha's Erva. It's just that the Torah didn't empower somebody to be Mekadesh Erva. But beyond that, if you can get around that problem, there's no Afgav, there's no exclusion of an Isha's Erva, so that if you were Mekadesh Isha when she was not an Erva, it's not going to be Paka when she becomes an Erva. Right? You follow? It's just a Likui, a Chisaron in the Maisa Kiddushin. It's exclusion of the Maisa Kiddushin. The less radical thing to say is that, no, they agree that there's an exclusion of Chalos Ishus when it comes to Erva. They agree that it's not just that, you know, the mechanism was sort of stripped away, but nothing was excluded regarding the state of Ishus. No, it was. There's a problem with Ishus Erva. However, they also think that Kiddushin l'paka b'chdi. That isn't a halachic solution. It's an impossibility. Once there's already an Ishus, so then that's not something that can dissipate. That's not something that can disintegrate. Yeah, there is an exclusion of the Ishus Erva. But what also doesn't exist al p'halach is an Ishus which just is paka. So this idea that there's no such thing as an Ishus, which is paka, so that you have already expression, l'chora, in our Gemara, just the phrase, the Gemara, in the context of Rav and Shmuel, was discussing possibility that you can understand it in a way that would maybe make it paka, just b'chdi, and the Gemara responds, Kiddush sheni b'may paki, Kiddush b'may paki, we wouldn't just say that you can have Kiddush to be paka. It comes more explicit in the Yushami, here and in the Gemara Nadar, which I didn't bring, but the Yushami here, I guess we are getting to it, look at that. This is the, I guess, Torah Shabbat Peh. The Yushami here, it quotes the name of Rabbi Bao B'Shem Rabbi Yochran. Hareza Ola L'Shloshem Yom, Kol Shloshem Yom Hareza Ola. L'Achar Shloshem Yom Yatzos Tachul in Me'elel. That you can have, this is parallel sugya to the Gemara Nedarim Chavtes, you can have an Ola B'chal for Shloshem Yom, and then B'paka. Right, if I say Hareza Ola Shloshem Yom, Hareza Ola for Shloshem Yom, and then L'Achar Yotzes Tachul in Me'elel. So this is a sheet of Rabbi Yochanan, but even Rabbi Yochanan agrees that you say Harei Amgudeshes Li Shoshim Yom, Harei Zimgudeshes, and you don't say that's only for 30 days. So the Yushami asks, Ma Bein Hekdesh or Ma Bein Isha? The Yushami's response is, Matzinu Hekdesh Yotze Belo Pidjon. You can have Hekdesh Be Yotze Belo Pidjon, that you can have Hekdesh Be Paka, Bechdi. Velo Matzinu Isha Yotze Belo Get. However, we don't have such a concept when it comes to Isha. If you have Ishus, she's recognized Apilach as Isha somebody, so then there's no, you have no recourse but then to give her a get. Safer course, you might say. Kiddushin bichdi lo paki. The idea is that there's a principle that kiddushin isn't the kind of legal status that can just be erased. Once it's there, it's got to be dealt with in a certain kind of way. It has a certain stature and has to be dealt with a certain kind of way so that you end up having a conflict here between two principles. On the one hand, Ishus Erva is, it's something which is excluded. It's not just that you, when you say you don't have the capability of being Kaddish and Erva. The Ishus Erva is excluded. But that runs up against the problem in the case where you have an Isha becomes an Erva, in the case of, let's say, Lefir be Akiva, right? That runs up against the problem of the fact that you can't have Ishus be Paka Bechdi. So you end up having it that the Ishus will remain, But that doesn't mean that Kiddushin Tosaba. In other words, Tosas is saying, even if you have somebody become an Erva, and we say that the Ishus isn't Paka, this is despite the fact that what they agree that the problem is with the state of Ishus Erva. Follow? Now, what's the Nafkamina? So I'll just bring one Nafkamina. In other words, one Nafkamina between understanding Tosas is saying that the whole problem here is with the Maisa Kiddushin, versus saying that the problem is with the Totsa, with the Ishus of Erva. But there's no solution of being Paka Bechti. Nafkamina could be a simple case, which is what happens in the case of Mikadish Bevas Achas Isha Obita. Right, so the Mishnah in Kiddushin had said that Mikadish Isha Obita or Isha Vachosa Keachas Enim Kudashos. So why is this? So the Gemara cites in the name of Rabba, that the reason for this is El Amar Rabba Masnisin Kidder Rabba. We have a general principle in halacha that anytime you have two legal acts that cannot both be valid one after the other, so then even if they're together, even if you do it simultaneously, it won't be chal. So Abaye challenges this. That's not, I don't believe that's true. Isav Abaye asks for different cases. Then the Gemara says, in Nun Aleph, the next daf, Itbar Kedushin She'en Misur Labia. Can you be Mekadesh Nisha in a situation where she isn't Mesur Labia? Abai Yamar, yes, Havu Kedushin. Rav Amar Lo Havu Kedushin. Now the Rashba understands, this is an alternative reason, you might say, that even if you don't hold to the principle of Kol She'inu B'zeh HaChazeh Afilu V'Vachaseinu, you'll say, Mekadesh Shnei Achios Ke'achas, or Mekadesh Isho Bita. So it's not Kedushin, why? Because Kedushin She'inu Mesur Labia is Lo Havu Kedushin. This is certainly a Kedushin De'inu Mesur Labia. She's going to be Achos Isha, or she's going to be Isho Bita, right? Ready, following? She's going to be an Erva in this case. But Abaye is somebody who disagrees with both of these. He thinks that Kol Zeinu Mizrach Hazev Afilu Vachaseinu, he's not a fan of that principle. He also thinks that Kedushin Amesur Labia is Kedushin. So this leaves the Rashba in a pickle. Labaye Amar Bekedusha Tamili Imkain Labaye Mekadesh Ishu Obita Keachas Amayin Mekudeshes. The Rashba says, it seems to me that you've got to be one or the other here. Excuse me. That either you have to agree with the general principle that Kol She'en B'Zeh HaChazeh Afilu V'Achaseinu, that'll be a reason why we say there's no Kiddushin Chalin, neither of them are Mekudeshes, or they're not Mekudeshes together. Or you can say that maybe because each of them is a Kiddushin She'en B'Zeh HaChazeh. But if you think that Kiddushin She'en B'Zeh HaChazeh is good, and you think that there's no problem with Kol She'en B'Zeh HaChazeh Afilu V'Achaseinu, so why not? Why Aliba D'Abaye is the Mishnah true? So the Rashi himself says it must be. No, maybe Abaye too agrees that Kol She'inu B'Zeh HaChazeh Afilu V'Achaseinu. That was just initially. He didn't accept it, but in the end he was convinced. Or perhaps after the Abaye mode b'she'en b'surun l'biya ki isho bita ki achas she'achas seres b'yas she'ni elu chalug ha'kidushin elu chalug ha'kidushin she'en ha'kidushin. Maybe this in this case that even if you hold kidushin she'inu b'surun l'biya, It'll be only in certain cases, which he notes is exactly what the Tosafot say for Rava, who holds the Kiddushin and Mesur Labia. He says only in certain cases. Maybe Abaye, he'll explain it the other way. Rava is universal. Abaye thinks and Kiddushin and Mesur Labia in certain cases, but in other cases, Kiddushin and Mesur Labia he acknowledges are not Kiddushin. And this will be one of those cases. But the Minchas Chinuch essentially says, I have different reasoning. And he connects it to our issue, but I think we could do it in a way that the Minchas Chinuch doesn't. The Michas Chinuch says, I have another explanation for this din in the Mishnah without getting into either Kol She'inu B'Zeh HaChazeh Afilu V'Achaseinu or Kiddushin She'inu B'Zeh HaChazeh. Yesh od litein tama mekadesh isho bita o shnei achayos. This is the Michas Chinuch in Siman Reish Ha'i, I believe. Abdeinim kudeshes v'ayin rash v'hikcha l'abay d'lesle svar d'rabba d'chol She'inu B'Zeh HaChazeh v'gam sover d'kiddushin She'inu M'Nusurin L'Biya havu kiddushin kein my time ad Mishnah Seinu d'am mekadesh ka'achas l'avu kiddushin v'nirli, says the Michas Chinuch, the Mevuah Riyavamas, the Amar Baye, I call Mod Meval Sota, v'chule v'chule, v'ayin Rashi Sham, the Iyarmina de Lotafsi Kedushin Besota, im kein kishanas e Sota, tachas ba'ala, lo yehet zricha get. Rak yivku a Kedushin, v'atosas hikshu a Rashi, but, bin Milkiyoza Mevuah, that's Rashi, de chohecha de Lotafsi ba Kedushin, im nasa davar zet tachas ba'ala, in zricha get, rak nifku kishin memela. Right, so Shita's Rashi is that if the Maisa Kedushin was done at a time which is fully doable, and therefore was chal, but even so, if she becomes an erva after that, that'll be mafkia the kedushin. That's what emerges with Lashita's Rashi. So if you accept that, he says, I have a simple answer to this question in our case. So let's assume we don't have a general principle that kol she'eino b'zeh hachazeh afilu v'achaseino. So let's say we don't have that general principle. Even so, in this case, where you're being mekadesh isho bita ke'achas, it won't be chal. You can't have an isha's erva, so it won't be chal. Right? The Shita's Rashi, that Ishus Erva, even if you did it in a way which would work, would be Hufka Memela. So in this case, where you're Mekadesh at the same time, and we therefore can't choose one or the other, it's got to be either both or neither. If it's both, then that itself means neither. Both is true, and therefore neither. Because she's an Erva. So Ishus Shneim are Pukka as soon as they were Chav. Right? This is essentially what the Milchus Sinus are saying. Correct? So I think that one could say this, one could potentially say this, not only for Rashi, but even for Tosfos. And this would be, in fact, the Nafka Mina. Right? If the reason Tosfos disagrees with Rashi there is because he thinks that the whole problem of Ein Kiddushin Tofsin Be'erva is that there's no Maisa Kiddushin in this case. But there's no exclusion whatsoever of an Ishus. So then in this case, what would we say? Should Tosfos agree? Should this be a possibility for Tosfos? No. If we don't have the call of Ein Kiddushin Shein Masur Labia, if we don't say there's a problem because of Kol Shein B'Zayach Chazab Afilu B'Vakas Eina, what they'll say is that there's nothing that should prevent this Kiddushin from being Chalim. Because when he was Mekadesh, each of them, they were an Erva to him. He wasn't married to the Bita at the time he was Mekadesh Isha. He wasn't married to the Isha at the time he was Mekadesh Bita. So therefore there's no problem with the Maisa Kiddushin here, it'll be Chal. Whereas if you say the Tosfos too agree that there's an exclusion of Chalos Ishus Erva, but they think that the greater impossibility is to say that we have Ishus and then it's Mufka. So you have Ishus Erva here in this strange case, because the alternative is to say that we had a halakhically recognized Ishus and it was Paka Bechti without a get. So if that's the basis for Tosfos, then in this case they could certainly, I think, agree that you wouldn't have both Kiddushin Mitofsim. I mean, if he had a halakhically recognized Ishus, it wouldn't be Paka. But to have the Ishus Erva Mitofsim Milchachila, that not, that we won't have. Follow? How does he follow that?
Just for the second one, just it's that for Tosfos said it's an impossibility of it being Paka. That's not a halachic reality. So I just didn't.
I mean, you can't. Yeah, right.
I mean, so what was the? I was.
So, but I think it's you're likely to say then that if I have a situation where both kiddushin can be tofsim, but if both kiddushin are tofsim, then she's going to be an erba, right? No, let me say it differently. What is the chalos that had to be said in this case that both of them will be chal? What is the chalos that would have been chal? It would have been an Isha's erba. Mm-hmm. Well, for Tosfos, if you assume that Isha's erba is excluded. And the only reason that they don't think it's Mufka is because once you have Ishus and then becomes Erva, you can't just disintegrate.
You can't even get off the ground in the first place.
But in this case, right, in this case, we don't yet have an Ishus Erva. So if the sort of the destination here is, if we say that we accept the Mikadosh Shtei Achayos here, or Mikadosh Isha Bita here, what we're saying is, what we'll acknowledge exists is an Ishus with these people who are Arayos to them. Tosfos will say, if this is their view, that's impossible. That you can't do. This doesn't involve saying Hafka's Kiddushin. This involves simply saying you can't have it in the first place, Kiddushin Erva. That's I think, a good enough Kamina.
The Kamina is saying for Rashi, it'd be a din in being Paka, yeah. Once it's Chalag, it's still not so Pasha that Tesis would think it's Paka.
Right, but I don't know why he thought that was, you had to get to that. I don't think you need to get to that. Mm-hmm. I think even if you acknowledge, I mean, because he was saying it like that, it became an Afkamina for him. It doesn't matter how you understand Tosos, so you're not going to agree with that. Mm-hmm. But my point is, why would it be Chal in the first place? If you hold that there's no Ishus Be'erva, ideally, in a sense, unless we're sort of forced into a corner.
Okay.
You know, unless saying otherwise would mean that you have Kiddushin Paka
Bechti. That makes that a Maizah which would cause that state.
No. Then there's just no Chalos that can be Chal. What would be Chal here would be an Ishus Erva. Okay. What would be Chal with respect to each of them would be Ishus with respect to somebody who's an Erva all of. The Tatsah is taking place in a context in which that person is an Erva. So some of Ishus would be taking place with a Bas Ishto and with an Ein Ishto. So for the Totsah to go ahead here, to go through here, would be to accept and acknowledge the possibility of Ishus Erva.
And this would
go, but this, you follow?
Yeah.
I don't think you need to get to the Michelsinach. I think, I agree with the track, but I don't think you need to get to that at all. Yeah.
Even for like the first reading there, Hentos, that's purely about the mice is the issue.
No, then I think you would say.
You would say it would be Tophis.
Yeah, then I think you might say, well, we need to come up with some other reason why Abai would then.
Right.
But then have to reject this principle in the Mishnah.
Mm.
Yeah. Because when he was there's no problem with Maisa Kiddushin here when he was Mekadosh, neither of them was an Erva to him. All right, so that's just in terms of that Machlokas Rashi and Tosfos. But now let's come back to our Sugya here. All right, we were discussing the fact that once Kiddushin Sheni is Tofsim, she's married to both. So we have a serious problem now with Rashi. Because if we accept the principle of Rashi, then Rabbi Yochanan becomes very problematic. Let's take Rashi's opinion that if you have an Ishus Erva, it's Paka Memela. So what happens here? Let's take it as Chutz, right? So this is, on the Rashi's view, this is essentially Reuven coming and saying, I'm Kaddish chutz mi Shimon. Right? I'm kaddish chutz mi whoever comes in the next 30 days, and Shimon comes in the next 30 days. So it's equivalent of saying, anim kaddish ozat chutz mi Shimon. So I understand very well that Shimon's kiddushin will be tosin. That we discussed. And I even understand why Reuven's kiddushin in no way will ever be mafkiel yushay sheni, because for the same reason that he was tosin in the first place, namely, Reuven's kiddushin is in chal klapei the sheni. But in the event that sheni is mekadesh the isha stam, including klapei Reuven, the rishon, so how is it possible to have kiddushin Reuven persist? It's an isha serva now. She became an isha in the middle of Reuven's kiddushin. Lefi Rashi, you should say it's paka, impossible. I should point out that the truth is that the Meiri really did think in general, the Chutz thought that was a din. Particularly at the end, the Meiri in Gittin, Sashidus Yachim, it really doesn't work well with the Gemara, Sharei Mikacheno, Saploni, and the Rishon Baklum. That's the Meiri. So the truth is that we should say that the Chinese Kedusha is Mafkia. And if, let's say, we should go with Schal Gemara, so we should say Mimanoshach, one or the other. That no point can both of them be Arayos, I'm sorry, at no point can both of them be Eishas Ish. Because that's Isha Zerba. So the truth is that the Kovitz Aharos, so he actually, I'm not the first one to put these things together. And he notes that this sugya is something that needs to be considered for Rashi. Rashi, the Kitcher Ruvain Chutz Mishivim, Kitcher Shimon Sam, the Havi Eshes Shene Mesim, Chai Gagavna, Ayin Sham, Vamai Lo Yifku Kiddushay Ruvain, Kishanesra, Lev Mishim Kiddushay Shimon. So he first suggests, maybe we have a precedent from the exact answer that the Ramban gave for Rashi regarding Nida, namely Yesh LaHeter. That it's a Shinoi, just sort of Chos LeBriyaso in a sense. So you say, it's not Shinoi Chos LeBriyaso, but it's Yesh LaTakan. But then he notes that actually is not a good enough answer, because it's clear from the Gemara, even if Reuven and Shimon are Achim, then this will still work, and there's certainly no takana to the Ach. And you can be Megarish Ach, she'll still be Nisar Eishas Ach. Alright, so let's leave it there. The cliffhanger, yeah? Is that alright? So that's the issue that we want to consider, and we'll pick up in Mirz Hashem next time.